One of the things which must be, shall we say, reformed again in our personal identities is the difference between responsibility and assuming something that does not belong to you. Now, that line can be very difficult, as you well know. Certainly to be responsible is like being responsive, which means there is a job to be done and you do it. However, for woman, because the line has been so ill-defined, we have to be very careful about that. So let us say that there is a project of some kind, or there are duties. The first thing we want to look at is this someone else's definition of what we are supposed to be doing, or is it our own, with an understanding of their expectation? That is one of the really good ways to get the lines in order. Let us say you are expected to work on a very large project. We have all been taught simply to put our head down, and here is the troublesome part, and to ask no questions. That is where we are very often in line to be hurt. And why is that? Because it is a world of people who are willing to ask completely unreasonable things of you. And they are very fond of the idea of you asking no questions about what you are agreeing to do. And what happens? If it is unreasonable, it is usually unsupported, unappreciated, or often even opposed. So this stop, this step, that is about respecting yourself. So here is the assignment. You do not start that assignment until you yourself look at it and decide which part of it you are going to be responsible for and which part of it you are going to let go. This is how lines are redrawn. This is how we begin to understand how to be responsible people in a very patriarchal and demanding world. Now, when you begin to think this way and move this way, this does not mean you are trying to get out of work. That is a patriarchal label for it. It means that you can see what is going on. You can see what is being asked of you, and you can see which part of it is doable, makes sense, and which part of it you are willing to do. So much of the fatigue and the pain for woman is beating her head against a wall because she is not able to do something that she should never have been asked to do, that no one can do, that makes no sense at all, given what is going on around. And so this is an important part of taking ourselves back. It is like, there is what you are asking me to do or telling me to do. And then there is my internal stopping of everything and looking at what is going on here, making decisions based on what is real, what is feasible, what is supported, and what I actually decide to do. You do not want to spend your life in frustration or in upset because you are not doing something that you should not be doing to begin with. And this lesson will return to you a great deal of your own energy. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Know that your breath is love, and that where love is breathed in, fear will be exhaled. Feel a warm rain falling, and let the rain wash away the frustrations of the week. Feel your body growing lighter as you let go of what is heavy. Become aware of a golden light above your head and feel the crown open to receive it. Let the golden light flow into your body and let the golden light work with the crown to make it receive more than it has received before. Let it receive abundance and knowledge and power and love, and feel the flow of golden light into your third eye. Wash the third eye clean so that your intuitive powers are returned and that you see inside and outside without judgment or fear, but only with wisdom and understanding. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat. And let the golden light wash your throat center so that what you say out of respect for yourself, with the knowledge that you have the right to choose, to know. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center. Let the golden light spread through your heart center. Warm the heart center. Fill in the places where there may still be pain. Flow into places where there may be old wounds. Feel the heart growing again, like a beautiful garden, growing and becoming all that it was intended to be. Feel the flow of golden light down to the body and into the solar plexus. And let that golden light move out of the solar plexus. Any of the emotions from the past that might be touched in the present. Feel the golden light remove them and push them far away from your body, so that you can feel what is real for you, what is joy for you, what is good for you. Feel the golden light flow through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light move the second center free of judgment, of shame, of unreasonable demands. Feel all of that displaced, leaving your body, so that the second center is free to simply purify anything that might come through your life that you need to remove, that you need to let go of. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light washing the root and bringing it back to its power to create in alignment with who you are, with the power and the gifts that you have. And let that golden light spread through your body, healing, warming, relieving, strengthening. And go into your heart center and see in that garden that a gift has been left for you. Feel your spirit with the universe as the authors of your gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.